804 HKX. Good morning. It's Patrick on this end.
It's glad to be back. Name's Wayne. KG4MEK. I'm mobile over here in Seneca. Headed to Greenville this morning.
Morning myself. Coming down out of North Carolina, out of Brevard, down into Cherrydale area. Coming through Traveler's Rest right now.
You going up there kind of close to where I'm kind of going to be working today. I kind of work between Cherrydale and Taylor's area, parts of Greer. I'll be up there running around all day until the job's done and head back in.
That I'll be right there on Pointset Highway in North Pleasantburg. 253 over toward Whitehorse.
In red, tractor trailer says Southeastern on it. Just wave at me. It'll probably be me to aim, but like, I don't know, 130 of us. But I think it's only like six over running around in that area, in that particular area by itself. But six out of one might be me.
I see the Southeastern trucks around every now and then. I'm in the Matco tool truck, so might be a little easier for you to spot me.
Blows over there. I'm just going to blow the horn. That just, end of discussion, just blow the horn. You'll automatically know who it was then.
So you just drive right there in that little area for Southeastern making deliveries?
Well, I run wild, but I name. I've normally been running Taylor's, Greer's, Cherrydale, up around the edge of Blue Ridge. I get over there close to the edge of Greenville, but not a whole lot of Greenville. I do more or less the outer parts of all the busy hustle. Of course, everything over there is busy hustle, but I think you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. I don't go down into Greenville either. Try to stay out of the city limits.
Holy cow, my alarm about scared me to death there. Just telling me that's my wake-up alarm. You can imagine what I looked like when I first heard that the first time.
Pick up on you sometimes.
Right now?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. Sitting here thinking the other day, I know you're laughing at me. I was sitting inside my toolbox looking around. I got one of those big pink all out drag racing Napa toolboxes. You'll know exactly probably what I'm talking about. I got one of those, and that's all guns pretty much packed like a sardine can. And I was looking through that thing and could not find. Oh, yeah, I remember what it was. The Torx 3/8 drive. Little sizes, I think ain't but like, I don't know, inch and a quarter, inch and a half long at the most. But I need just a simple set of the Torx. But I need them from like a 45 down to the pretty much, I don't know what the smallest one would be, probably an 8 or a 10 or whatever. But I had to scrounge around. I had this size and that size, but it was one or two odd sizes I didn't have. And I searched high and dry for some of them things, and you know, I never need them and never hardly ever use them, but if I see you, I think that's what I'm going to snipe off your truck.
Be glad to help you. But now there's multiple Torx patterns out there. You've got a 5-point Torx, tamper proof. You've got a Torx Plus. I mean, it's just crazy anymore what they're doing to tools and nuts and bolts and fasteners.
Tamper proof one. Unless that's the one that's I've seen that's got the little. Got the little ear in the center of it. Is that what you're talking about?
Yep, roger that. That's the tamper proof.
I have seen that on something. I don't remember what it was, but yeah. I know those things can, little things like that can be a bothersome thing when you ain't got them. And, you know, I never, like I said, I hardly ever, rarely use them. And my neighbor happened to have one of those, I call it a quarter kit. It was a quarter kit for a little hand. He had like the hand screwdriver deal, like a nut driver. And he had like, I don't know, 8 or 10 sizes. So all I did was use a step up to put it on a quarter, and it worked fine. But and either way, it works either way. But as long as you ain't having to break something that's really tough. But yeah, I think, what was it? I removed a seat belt one time to do something. Somebody had put a seat belt in and they had twisted it and they never straightened it up. And I got to looking, so I took the bolt loose and run that thing around one time, fixed it. But, oh well, people do silly stuff sometimes.
That it's amazing what bothers some people and doesn't bother others. A twisted seat belt drives me nuts.
It does me. I can tell you that right now. It'll just completely drive me nuts. Dirty windshield drives me nuts too, but I'm looking through mine right now and I see about 4 or 5 spots where the cat walked across, so what can I do about it? All I can do is look at it until the sun comes up.
So how long you been driving for Southeastern?
5 years, but I've been over there 2 years.
I've been doing the Maco thing for about 8 years, and I was on the other end of the ranch before that for almost 20.
And always been ranching up in North Carolina?
Pretty much. I worked at DuPont up there in Brevard before that, so I'm doing manufacturing x-ray film.
You never did get up there around Level Cross and visit some of the petties, did you?
I know a couple petties, but none from that area.
One of my buddies, he paints the petty cars and stuff, and he does a lot of restoration. And he did a lot of the restorations on the old, the real old cars, the old race cars and stuff like that. And then some of the newer ones too. And he got to doing so good with his side paint job business, he got to move out of Petty's garage and open his own garage and kind of does a little bit there, side jobs and stuff like that, and then does regular work, you know, outside of them. He is. But I've got to see some really cool car videos from him and all that. But yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Just knowing somebody that, you know, they're doing that and all that good stuff. But KG4MEK.
That's pretty neat. If you follow the history of the Petty family and racing there, it's went up to the Petty Museum one time when my son was younger. We took him up there for his birthday, and that was very interesting.
To this day, I haven't ever got a chance to go up there, but I'm hoping one day I can go visit, take the family and do whatever and see what all's up in there. I really haven't looked and see what's really up there, just like farmland. But I reckon I'm going to jump out of here and pump some gas, and well, the red light caught me 100 feet from a gas station. But anyway, I might get back in here in a few minutes, get some gas, and that way I can make it up to work. Have a good one, and I'll be sure to blow the horn at the Mac 2 truck when I see one, KG4MEK.
I'll see you this morning, and yeah, I'm not too far away from my first stop this morning, so I'm going to jump out myself. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3, have a great day.
Guys, have a great day. KG4IOX.
Good morning, too. I'm going to jump out and pop some petrol in the truck, and I'll get back at it. Enough of you.
I just pulled off in the parking lot, 85, so at the parking lot, 84 highway.
It's on that 85, because in about 14, 15 minutes, I'm going to be jumping on it going northbound, so if anything's going on that don't help driving, well, definitely let us know. I'm going to jump out and go fill this thing up and hope this pollen will quit killing me this morning. My goodness. Coochie 4MUK.
It's parking lot southbound. Southbound's my route in the morning all the way down to Anderson. We'll do it there for you. 84 highway.
Right there, KO4HKX. Getting ready to pull in, so I'm going to clear out 73s.
Well, the tools get you ahead.
Or is that okay? Well, we got all of us truck drivers out here this morning anyway.
Cars flipped over on White Horse Road, right in front of Berea High School, right in front of the fire department, actually. I got the whole northbound side blocked.
But I will not be going that way. Thank goodness, KO4HK.
K-Mobile. HNR, N4ZLK. HNR, N4ZLK. ZLK clear.